This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Big night tonight. College football rankings will come out. College football hirings. Auburn is found their man. As I mentioned, Dion was going to be offered the Colorado job. He finally came out and confirmed that he had spoken to Colorado. And I don't know if he's going to take the job or not. It feels like if you're Dion, I'd hold tight because there'll be other jobs out there as you continue to be a successful program there at Jackson State. But Hugh Freeze leaving Liberty and going back to the SEC.
Wow.
Very interesting. You know, if you can coach, somebody's going to hire you. I don't care what your baggage is, but Hugh Freeze, he's did a good job at Liberty. And did a good job at Ole Miss before some things surfaced about him. But back in the SEC, going to Auburn, and doesn't matter what happens. If you can coach, somebody's going to hire you. Even if you don't do well in the NFL, like Matt Rhule. Now he's with Nebraska. He's getting $40 million from Carolina, and he's going to be the coach at Nebraska. Luke Fickle going to Wisconsin. It's that time of the year, the coaching carousel. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. If you're chatting on Chat Row, and if you dial us up, Tyler is standing by, manning the phones, 877-3DP-SHOW. We have a poll question, play of the day. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. As we strive to reach our financial goals, can't afford to make mistakes or go it alone. Invest in your success. Invest with a Stifel Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. The big soccer match, loser goes home, USA and Iran. That'll be at 2 Eastern. We'll have more on that game in the final hour of the program. Marcus Spears, the big swagoo, is going to join us coming up a little bit later on. Steelers hold off the Colts 24-17. Both teams now 4-7. Feels like the Colts had a better trajectory. They're 4-7, but you go, well, they're not that far off. Well, in their division, they're not going to make the playoffs, but there at least was hope there. With the Steelers, we are already looking ahead to next year. It was one of those games where I go, why am I watching this while I continue to watch it? It was on, and I thought, okay, I'll watch it. And I wanted to see Pickens. I wanted to see Pickett, Jonathan Taylor, see if Matt Ryan could be the old Matt Ryan instead of an old Matt Ryan. And Jeff Saturday, of course, on the sidelines. Mike Tomlin never has a losing season, except for maybe this year. Got some work to do there. But I'm watching. I'm going, I don't know if this is any good. But it was on. Therefore, it's the power of the NFL. Yes, Paulie?
They're both like average teams, and they're not bad enough to have a top five draft pick. They're close, though. They're just out of that top five draft pick range. If they lose a couple more, it's actually better. Which team feels more competitive or more like going in the right direction?
Well, I don't know about my coach in Indianapolis. My quarterback is not going to be my quarterback next year. I don't even know if Sam Ellinger is going to be my quarterback. Jonathan Taylor has the potential to be great. My offensive line was supposed to be really good. Pittsburgh, Cleveland's going to get better with Deshaun Watson. Cincinnati's already good. Baltimore's already good. Man. I guess I would say Pittsburgh because I'm going to give credit to Mike Tomlin with his track record. And Kenny Pickett and George Pickens, it feels like they have something there. Maybe Najee Harris. I thought that they should move on from Chase Claypool. He was always one of those, boy, that guy looks like he's going to be a star. Just never quite. Like Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, like, that guy's going to be a, maybe he's not going to be a star. Maybe he's an Instagram star is what he's going to be. But I guess I would say Pittsburgh, but they're in a better division. Yeah, Paul.
I can't tell whether Kenny Pickett of Pittsburgh is any good or not. He seems very competitive. He seems very, like, hyped up and, like, in two-minute offenses. He looks like he knows what he's doing. But his stats this year, 3 touchdowns, 8 picks. That's bad even for a rookie. Just to put in perspective, remember Josh Rosen, who flamed out with Arizona after one season?
Yeah.
He had 11 touchdowns and 14 picks. He's having a similar season to Josh Rosen's rookie year. But it doesn't feel that bad. I don't know. What do you guys think?
There are times when I look at him and it feels like he's an NFL quarterback. Like he could be a franchise quarterback. He has that personality there, but I'm just not seeing anything yet. But keep in mind, I think we're spoiled by some of these quarterbacks who come in their first year and you're like, wow, that's the way every quarterback should be. But maybe, you know, Pickett is just a rookie quarterback acting like a rookie quarterback because that's the way it used to be. Everything is catered towards the offense, passing, all the rules, and he should be putting up a whole lot better numbers than just that. But I like what I see personality-wise, but that could be false bravado where you're like, I'm not sure what I'm doing out here, but I'm going to act like I know what I'm doing out here. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett may end up just being a good locker room guy. Like, all right, let's go, fellas. Let's go. All right, he might not be a good quarterback. He might be a good locker room guy. Like, those guys stay in the NFL forever.
Kenny Pickett is the first Steeler rookie quarterback to win a Monday night start since Terry Bradshaw in 1970. But it made me wonder how many Steeler rookie quarterbacks played on Monday night. Because that sounds like a pretty impressive stat. I don't have a list of how many rookie quarterbacks with the Pittsburgh Steelers played on Monday night. But he is the first to win a Monday night game since Terry Bradshaw back in 1970.
Whoa! Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Top. Yes, Todd.
Do you have to show at least a few flashes of greatness your rookie year? You don't have to have great numbers. Has he done enough or have a few moments where Pittsburgh can be excited about him being some type of long-term post-Roethlisberger answer under center?
Well, I'd like to see something where you go, okay. I don't know if we've had that okay moment with him. And maybe it's just a moment. Maybe it's a drive. Maybe it's a, you know, 2 minutes to go and you lead your team down. But I haven't seen that yet. Yes, he.
But George Pickens has taken all those moments.
Ooh, man.
What would normally be a great quarterback moment is actually a great wide receiver moment.
Yeah, he's making those catches, it feels like, on a regular basis.
Yep.
And he's probably making Kenny Pickett look a lot better than what he really is. I mean, it's hard to go 3 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and his QBR is like 46.
His rookie year stats passing remind you of Justin Fields' rookie year passing stats. Not much at all, but Fields had 500 yards rushing. Pickett doesn't have that.
And Josh Allen didn't play well his first year.
No, he had like 11 touchdowns, 10 picks. 10 picks. Yeah. Little, good rushing yards.
Looking ahead to Thursday night, Buffalo will be at New England. On Sunday, Tennessee at Philadelphia. Miami will be at San Francisco. Boy, that is spicy. And then Kansas City will be at Cincinnati. You have some really big matchups coming up here. And you wonder about Tennessee going into Philadelphia. That's a weird game. It just feels weird. It just feels like that's one of those games Tennessee wins, where you're like, how are they doing this? Buffalo at New England. In the last meeting, Buffalo played a perfect game. 7 possessions, 7 touchdowns. It was -5 wind chill on that night in Buffalo. That was a Saturday night in Buffalo.
Sounds like a country song, Saturday Night in Buffalo. Mm. It sounds like Dwight Yoakam. Yeah. I think you had that one, right? Saturday Night in Buffalo.
Yeah.
A little steel guitar.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All that's keeping them company is this bottle of Jack Daniels and memories of you.
Wing sauce and bartenders.
Yeah, and Josh Allen.
That's a good one. Saturday Night in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. Yes, Mark.
I got the Patriots winning Thursday night. Just for one reason and one reason only. They're going back to their throwback uniforms. Ooh. The hiking Patriot with the red unis.
Yeah.
I'm going with it.
Okay.
Pie to the psych.
No, I'm over.
I said I kind of like him.
Sounded.
Kind of like him.
Yeah, you committed.
Clam chowder to the lap.
Yeah.
Clam chowder.
Yeah,
to the lap.
Chowder. Yeah. Clam chowder. Hot clam chowder to the face, Marv. Yeah.
That's how they do it in New England.
Yeah.
Dump it right in your lap.
Yeah. Which poll question we're going to go with today, Seton O'Connor? Well, clam chowder in your crotch. Yeah. How's that?
Yeah.
Chowder to the crotch?
Yeah.
That's how they did it in the old days.
Yeah. Is that a crock of clam chowder? A crotch of clam chowder there?
You can't jump up if it's scalding. You got to stay there.
Yeah.
The potatoes are killing
you. You go home. What's wrong with you? I lost a bet.
You just get a bunch of those oyster crackers to like mop it up.
Pour the oyster crackers right on my groin.
Yeah, please.
Which poll question?
Well, I put up there already, which NFL franchise is in better shape right now, Indianapolis or Pittsburgh? Mm-hmm. We could go with who you got today, USA or Iran. Might as well throw that out
why
there.
Why don't we say that to the last hour?
Are you sure?
Yeah, you want to wait. You know, you want to build up to that.
Because we don't want to take over the show. I mean, we open that can of worms right now.
No, you don't want that. And our Iranian affiliate. Oh, my gosh.
They've been with us forever.
Yes, they have.
We're not saying who you're rooting for. It's who you got.
Who you got.
Yeah, who you got. Okay. And it's win or go home.
Win or go home,
win
Dan.
Win or go home.
Who you got.
Yeah. What else do we have?
We have, Todd's got a couple.
I do have a couple.
You want to go with a, what's today, Tuesday? Tuesday Fritzy?
Tuesday Todd.
Yeah, Tuesday Todd. He's got a few.
Okay, Todd.
Would you take credit for a goal you didn't score? Absolutely. Nah, that's weak sauce.
Okay.
Or Ronaldo action.
Ronaldo did this for Portugal. Yes, I would.
Portugal.
Yes, I would. Yeah. Yeah, Pauline.
So one of his teammates played a ball into the box, and Ronaldo goes up. He can get up really high.
Oh.
And it looked like he may have grazed it, but it just went into the goal because the goalie was playing the header. Ronaldo ran up with his arm in the air to take credit for the goal. Right. Would you take credit?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is with him, he's like a dude chasing records right now, right? So every goal matters. And I feel like he's like trying to grab every single one he possibly can.
And Messi just scored, you know, for Argentina, saving their World Cup. And, you know, so Ronaldo needed his goal there as well. Yeah, Paul.
In the old days, you didn't have replay. And now they have the chip in the ball. So, like, they went back and did a look at it. And they said Ronaldo's head never touched the soccer ball.
Mm.
And so I bet in the old days you could just got credit by the better you sold it.
But at least he didn't slide on his knees and you know, how you normally celebrate when you score. I think he knew, hey, you know what? I'll just act like I sort of scored and I'll hug my teammate, but not where you prance around and put your shirt over your head and all those things. Yeah, Paul.
It looked like he hit it with his hair, though. Would hair be part of the body?
Well, it is, but I don't think it had anything to do with the goal.
Yeah, to me, that looked like a very oily kind of development.
No, it's called product.
Product, okay. Yeah. Dippity-doo, whatever the
oily
kids are wearing.
Development.
Yeah.
Whatever they're putting in their hair.
I think it's pomade.
I told you, he looks
And
blazed.
It may have changed the trajectory of the ball.
No,
ever
it did
so
not.
Slightly.
It did not. It did not change it. But because he's there in the box, you know, maybe the goalie had to account for him. Therefore, that's how the ball got
Some type of distraction
yes.
happened there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 877-3DP show. Email address DP at DanPatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP show.
Nobody covers soccer.
No. Players. Nobody.
And there's a reason.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
What if Steph Curry and Russell Westbrook decided to play soccer? How good would U.S. soccer be?
Oh, God.
Call in.
Probably be unstoppable.
I don't know why they think. I don't know why they think Steph Curry was going to be this transformative soccer player.
I hate that every 4 years. Yeah. Every 4 years. What if?
Imagine if we sent LeBron James over there as our keeper.
Do they do that like in
sports? He's so good.
Do they do that on sports radio in like London? Like if Wayne Rooney played in the NFL, he'd be a great running back. Do they do that?
I don't think so.
I think they do.
No. Yeah, Paul. Yes, Tom.
But wouldn't Curry keep trying to kick it from one end all the way to the other like it does with the three-pointers? It doesn't really count for him unless he kicks it the entire length of the whole soccer field. It's too easy to kick it close to the net. Anyone could do that.
Draymond Green would have three red cards a game. You can't even get three red cards a game.
We'll take a break. We'll gather the troops.
Crush that segment.
We'll get to phone calls coming up. Big Swagoo, Marcus Spears a little bit later on. And we'll check in with the World Cup Team USA against Iran. It's win or go home. Back after this. LifeLock is here to help you. And you probably go, yeah, I know. I hear Dan talking about LifeLock all the time. Well, I don't want you to have something happen to you and then you react to it. Because you have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. So much personal information gets exposed, making it dangerously easy for cybercriminals to steal your identity. That's where you need LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now, save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sounded like an impressive stat where I go, hey, Kenny Pickett, the first Steeler rookie quarterback to win on Monday night since Terry Bradshaw in 1970. And then I thought, well, how many rookie quarterbacks started a Monday night game for the Steelers? Well, if you said Bubby Brister, you're right. Bubby Brister, 1986.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. Bradshaw, Brister, and Pickett. Ben Roethlisberger did not start a Monday night game during his rookie season. That's one of those where you think, wow, that stat's incredible. And you go, that's not incredible. Yeah, Marv.
That's like when Michael Vick beat the Packers in Green Bay, and they were like, it's the first win against a Green Bay team in Green Bay. Green Bay hadn't made the playoffs in like 25 years in between. So I was like, it's not all that impressive. They hadn't been in the playoffs.
Yes, Paulie.
Dan, when you were a kid, I kind of rhetorical question, but like, you know, the Bears weren't too good. Your Bengals weren't too good. Mm-hmm. When they were on Monday Night Football, it felt like an event in the town. I'm sure, was it that way for you with the Bengals? And they made Monday Night Football?
I don't know how many times they made Monday Night Football.
In the early 70s?
Yeah. I don't remember them being on Monday Night Football. They had a couple of good players, but it took a while. You know, when they had Kenny Anderson as their quarterback, and then they went to the Super Bowl where they lost to the 49ers. But even then, I don't know if the Bengals would have been a national draw for Monday Night Football. By the way, guess whose birthday it is today? I don't know if he's celebrating. Todd, you sent this to me, so you already know the answer. Let's see. Can I give you a hint?
Darius Rucker.
No.
Okay.
Male or female?
Male.
I could provide a hint, I think.
No, because you tend to give away.
Too much?
You overhint.
I think it's a good hint.
All right, go ahead.
It would be offensive not to acknowledge his birthday today. That's fair, right?
So he's an offensive player.
It would be really offensive.
He's been on the show before. Yeah.
Is it not an athlete, a comedian?
No.
I thought offensive.
Yeah, like Chris Rock.
No, it's not Kanye West.
Randy Johnson.
No.
Andrew Dice Clay.
No. Okay. No, it's an athlete.
He could have been athletic.
Well, Andrew Dice Clay would take umbrage with that statement. Okay.
Three blind mice, see how they run.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Maybe offensive lineman Anthony Munoz.
No.
Offensive.
No.
Yeah. Maybe Fritzy's not that much of a hinter.
Johnny Manziel.
No. If I said... Wait, are you already tired of the game?
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is it?
I thought it was.
What's up? If there were a couple of hints, it might make it move along a little bit.
Okay.
He played on the offense.
He played,
10,000 players.
And he was born today.
34 years ago.
Ride to the subway and get him a sandwich.
Russell. Oh, see, what are you
doing?
Screwed
it up. Seaton was getting bored with it anyway.
Russell Wilson's 34.
Happy birthday.
Now, why would you use the word offensive with?
Because of terrible offense.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You just answered your own question there.
Boom.
Yeah. And then we did hear from somebody with the Broncos, I think, yesterday that I mentioned that Mike Purcell was a backup lineman, and then somebody said, no, no, he plays 60% of the plays.
Yeah, it's like a Broncos field reporter, so she,
okay.
She's
all right. Well, I appreciate that, but still feels like he's a backup. Does he start, Todd?
He does not start. I checked. He had two starts so far this year. If you don't start, you're a backup. Doesn't mean you don't play.
Yeah.
So we were correct.
Yeah. Well, I was corrected by somebody.
Well, not really.
Through Fritzy.
But
I guess he's seen significant action, but if you're going by the letter of the law, start versus not starting, then you were right.
If you don't start, you're a backup, right?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
But what if you plays 3 through 48? Seems like you're kind of a big part of what's going on now.
But he doesn't do that. But he doesn't do that.
I don't think he does.
Yes. So why are you doing that?
Just, I don't know.
Yes, Paul.
If you win sixth man of the year, you don't start. That doesn't mean you're not a good player. Mike Purcell, it seems like he is. He's got a lot of tackles, plays well.
Plus, I've looked at that video a couple of times now since then where everybody's had their conversation on both sides with Russ and, you know, the coach and, you know, Mike Purcell. Russ looks shocked at what Mike Purcell, you know, where because Purcell comes in and gets in his face and then says, you know, let's effing go or whatever he says. And Russ, you know, usually if you're on the same, like, level, the same kind of frequency, you'll grab the shoulder pads and you're like, yeah, let's go. He's like, okay. He looks surprised. He looks surprised when he got in his face a little bit there. But nothing. Hey, there's nothing to see. Everything's good. No issues, Todd.
And the coach was oblivious. He was asking up in the booth what quarter it was or whatever was going on. It happened right next to him.
That's not true.
He knew what quarter it was.
That's not true. The NFL draft order. What is it right now?
Houston is number one. They're 1-9-1. The Bears are 3-9, have the second pick of the draft. They're probably going to pass on a quarterback. Then you have Detroit. It's the Rams pick, which is now, that's the Matt Stafford trade.
Yeah.
Detroit's going to get the third pick of the draft. Seattle from the Denver trade has the fourth pick of the draft. Carolina, Philly from New Orleans, that's the Chris Olave trade, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
A lot of trades. Arizona, Green Bay eighth. Vegas, Houston has the 10th pick of the draft, their second top 10 pick. That's from the Cleveland Deshaun Watson trade.
Okay. A couple of phone calls in here. Josh in Indiana leads us off. Hey, Josh, what's on your mind today? Hey, Josh. Thanks, Josh. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you guys did great. I actually got my signed DP show calendar last week before Thanksgiving, so that was excellent timing. You guys got those out quick. I'm all the way on the West Coast. Thanks for getting it out to me. Mm-hmm. Also, I have to say, MVS, most valuable signature. Boy, I like Seat O'Connor's. He's got a nice signature there. He's really got Showtime signature. Anyways, also wanted to give an update for Paul, you know, that I did go along with what the one caller said, I think Matt, about white guys going with human names for dogs. So my pug is named Kevin. That's what my son decided on. So Kevin is the pug's name. Okay. Couldn't go that far. Hey, thank you, Todd. Marshall and Harold, good ideas, just didn't work. He never really responded, but Kevin it is. Dan, real quick question. Anthony Davis has been playing like we want Anthony Davis to play. It was a really tight game against Indiana. They won with a buzzer beater three. But how long do you think Anthony Davis can sustain this with his injury history? And how long will he, I mean, how soon will he be in street clothes? Because he's been balling out just like Shaq, just like Elgin Baylor. I had a stat last week where it was, you know, all time. Just kind of wanted to get your take on his play so far.
Well, he's been great. He had 25 and 13. Russell Westbrook Jr. the third had 24. Austin Reeves had 13 points. LeBron didn't shoot well, had 21, 7, and 3, and they blew a big fourth-quarter lead. They blew a 17-point lead to the Pacers. I don't know why people are surprised that the Lakers aren't good. They're not good. I mean, can they be competitive? Sure. Can they have signs of life? They've won 5 of their last 6. but then you melt down against the Pacers. You know, and for people to say, oh, it's time to trade LeBron James, social media, you can't trade him until next August. So that's it. So when somebody has an article like that, they're just trolling you because it's the Lakers. Yeah, a team that nobody is talking about because they don't have star power is the Boston Celtics. They're 17-4. They're the best shooting team in the NBA. They lost their coach, who was coach of the year, and whatever happened in the front office there, which we still don't know, and then he was going to get the Nets job and then didn't get the Nets job. The Celtics quietly have been great, but they have no pulse nationally. It's like, what can you talk about with the NBA? Well, you always can talk about the Lakers because it's LeBron. And I understand that, but still, there are other stories out there that people aren't even covering. Now, Ja Morant's going to get some attention. Zion has played pretty well. Luka, the Greek Freak. But it doesn't feel like any of those names, teams, resonate nationally. It still comes back to this is a league that has been hinging on publicity through the Lakers. But the Lakers will be on national TV, and for no reason other than they're the Lakers. Yeah, Paul?
The Celtics are interesting because, you know, you never think of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown as great three-point shooters. They're good. They both shoot 35%. But then their bench guys, like Al Horford's shooting 50% from three. Malcolm Brogdon, 47%. Derek White, 45%. And they were in the finals last year. They seem to be improving. But the Ime Udoka story is nuts of how there's nothing new on it. You know, he lost two jobs in 2 months. And where's the rest of the baggage?
You know, when people say, well, what do you do with this roster with the Lakers? LeBron signed that two-year $97 million contract extension. And what are you going to do? Trade Anthony Davis? I would have done that a long time ago if I could have. But he's playing well. Maybe now's the time you trade him because he's playing well. And he's healthy for the most part. But would I bank on Anthony Davis, you know, giving me 75 games this year, 70 games this year, 65 games this year? Probably not. Just feels like that's Anthony Davis being Anthony Davis. Yeah, Marv.
Is there a team in the NBA that we should all really be paying attention to right now?
Well, Boston. But no, you're just not going to.
Right.
I mean, Boston is 17-4. Yes, he.
You know, when you said, like, you would have traded Anthony Davis a long time ago if you could have, and I was like, yeah, that totally makes sense. But why does 2020 feel like it was 10 years ago?
I know
it's the bubble ring, but it's still a ring, and they still won, and that was not last season, the season before. Why does that feel like it was 10 years ago?
And I never would have brought in Russell Westbrook Jr. the third.
No.
Said it, wasn't going to work, doesn't fit. And LeBron signed off on this. Anthony Davis did. And it's not all on Russ. He's played well in spurts. But I said, bring him off the bench. But Russell Westbrook didn't bring himself to L.A. L.A. brought him there. No? It's like the Jets. Zach Wilson didn't draft himself. The Jets did. Like, you got to blame the Jets, too, for drafting somebody who may not be a starting quarterback. And that's out there. That's just lingering with Mike White. I would have Mike White play until further notice. But then, you know, Robert Saleh said, hey, when Zach's ready to roll, he's going to be in there. Well, what was wrong with him last week? Was he hurt? His feelings hurt?
DNP feelings?
Can you be on the IR feelings? Like I was wondering that. You know, he said when he's ready to roll. What does that mean?
His feelings are 80%. We're hoping they'll be 100%.
Coach, how are Zach's feelings? I think he's going to be okay. Yeah, Marv. His feelings are day-to-day. Yes, Marv.
I hope Zach is all right. But to go back.
Thoughts and prayers.
Right.
T's and B's.
Yeah. The question I was, when I asked you that question about who else should we be paying attention to,
yeah.
I really wanted you to bring up the Cavaliers and the Kings. Light the beam.
Yeah, but we've already talked about the Sacramento Kings.
We and need this two might, more.
I was on the Cavs before anybody was. That was 2 years ago. I said, man, nobody's going to watch this team. And they have a nucleus there that is going to be a good team, playoff team. I think Sacramento, this might be Sacramento's year to make the playoffs.
They're the seventh seed.
Sorry. Yeah, Sacktown just lost three straight to come.
That's okay. That's all right.
They said, we're too hot too quick.
Yeah.
Let's stop lighting all these beams.
I mean, I would love for that to happen. It doesn't mean they're going to get any attention. It's still going to be about the Lakers. No matter what, it's about the Lakers. But they move the needle. Yes, Seton.
There's another segment where we're getting roughed up by the Denver media. Mm. But I just heard again, Nuggets have the second best record in the West, game behind Phoenix. How about a little respect?
We've been down that road before. We know how this ends.
Jamal Murray had 31 last night.
I know, great. They have no pulse.
There are certain regular season teams that play well.
Yes, they okay, great. Denver's doing great. Now what? Are you going to tune in to watch them? Probably not. How many teams would you say, I'm going to tune in to watch? And it may come down to players. You tune in to watch Ja. You tune in to watch Zion. You tune in to watch Luka. Are you tuning in to watch Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown? As great as they are, but they have no pulse. There's nothing interesting about them that they're just good basketball players. And that used to be enough for everybody. I would watch. I didn't know what John Havlicek's personality was. I couldn't care less. I just wanted to know, could you play? Were you any good? And now you have to have a reason. Like, you know, social media will tell you, you need to watch this guy because Dame Lillard. I would tune in to watch Dame Lillard. Yeah, Paul.
Since the Nuggets person brought it up, the Nuggets are getting further away from the finals. A couple years ago, they were in the Western Conference Finals, then the Western Conference Semis. Last year, they got bounced round one. It's a team, everyone, believe me, a lot of people bought into them the past 3 years because of their regular season. Then they've just cooled off a little bit.
Yeah. But you got the Joker, and he's been recognized. A couple MVPs. So it's not like, you know, people who cover the sport aren't recognizing greatness there. But watching the 76ers, I'm not interested in James Harden. Joel Embiid is a talented player. I love Tyrese Maxey, but he's hurt. You know, you start to look at some of these rosters and you go, do I care about the Knicks? No. I care about Durant. I'll watch Durant and I'll watch Kyrie. But I don't go out of my way to watch the Nets. Although Kevin Durant had a monster night again last night. He's unstoppable. He truly is the most unstoppable player in the game. Because he can tell you what he's going to do and then do it. Yeah, Marv.
He was asked last night, oh, when did you feel like you were going to, you know, get hot? He was like, when I woke up.
Yeah. I love that.
Waking up dangerous.
Yeah. Who did I ask? Oh, Larry Bird. You know, when did you get the green light? He goes, oh, sixth grade. Where he was allowed to shoot whenever he wanted to. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Durant was 19 of 24. Jeez. And when everyone knows you're getting the ball, too. 45 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists.
Yeah. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Good. Dan, I hope you're good as well. I wanted to make a prediction, get on the record. I think tonight the big story is going to be that the committee puts Alabama 5 and Ohio State 6. They're going to justify this by saying Alabama lost 2 games, but they were in it to the end, and Michigan or Ohio State lost to a Michigan team with the backup running back at home, and they were more or less blown out. So I think, and I hate Alabama, and it pains me to say this, I think Alabama is going to be number 5.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. You sort of want them there on the periphery, because I think the big story tonight, well, yeah, Paulie.
You know what hurts Tennessee is that they're also 10-2, and they beat Alabama. So you could say they should be above Alabama.
Yeah, but they lost their quarterback.
That's the thing. They will factor in if you lose a star player, how threatening you are. So that hurts Tennessee's case.
Yeah, I think having Alabama there, I think the big story is who's 5, but then 3 and 4. Is USC going to be 4? Could they be 3? And they do love TCU, and I mentioned this yesterday, that if TCU loses the Big 12 title game, they're probably still going to be in the Final Four.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Long as they don't get blown out, they're going to be in the Final Four. Playing Kansas State. Yeah, Paul.
Right now, here's the AP Top 25, which it does not mean that's what it's going to be tonight. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, TCU 3, USC 4, Ohio State 5, Bama 6, And then basically the rest of the teams, Tennessee, Penn State, they're really out of the picture. They're not in enough striking distance.
Yeah.
But that's the AP rankings.
Yeah, Marv. Yeah, it's like who's five, because you know that's where it's going to get interesting. If USC doesn't beat Utah, then Alabama maybe slips in. Ohio State? Yeah, Marv.
That was going to be my question. Does Ohio State have a shot? If USC and TCU both lose, can they kind of just sneak their way in since they only have that one loss to Michigan?
Yeah, Paul.
I don't know if you could watch your way in. You're not playing this weekend. Yeah. It's very hard to lose and watch.
They didn't even get to the conference title game.
Right. You go loss, blowout loss, and a weekend at home, and we're going to reward you with a playoff spot. It is the timing. It's bad timing. If they had that, remember when Oregon had that awful loss to Georgia to open the season? Mm. They recovered from that because there's time. I don't know if Ohio State has time to recover.
All right. Well, they don't have any more games. That's it. Let's take a break. Maybe they could set up a scrimmage or something. Like, can we play Michigan State or the OU Bobcats? We'll take a break. Play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
2, 3, 4.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Turner is wide open, but he missed short with a three. Rebound Halliburton. 3 seconds to go. Drives to the wing. Nembhard beat the clock, and it's over! Nembhard beat the clock with a three from out of the left edge as time expires.
Pacers down 17 in the fourth quarter. Biggest fourth quarter comeback in the NBA this season. The biggest fourth quarter comeback against the Lakers since 2000, courtesy of the Pacers Radio Network. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. By the way, people on social media saying now it's time for the Lakers to trade LeBron James. Well, here's Jim Jackson, the former NBA great, from last Monday's show on why the Lakers can't trade LeBron.
So everything is on the table, I think, from the Lakers' perspective.
Except for LeBron being traded.
Well, you can't trade him because he signed his extension, and you can trade him to August anyway.
Okay.
So he's not... You know, he doesn't have any opt-outs in his deal in the next couple of years anyway. So you can trade him after August.
Okay.
But right now, you can't do anything.
Just to let, you know, facts get in the way, those pesky stats.
Buzzkill.
You know, or what is fact? You're like, oh, come on, that's no fun.
It sounded just like the barbershop guy.
Jewelers is this.
We could trade him to Miami or no, you can't trade him. Oh, that's no fun. Now we can't do a story on that.
LeBron and Kyrie end up in Miami? Question mark?
Yeah.
Question mark?
And another thing, I mentioned there was a story that we were talking about for the last couple of weeks. I was talking about if you had quarterbacks who could be available, or let's say each year to year, you just kind of put yourself out there for the highest bidder. And I mentioned, you know, what happened with Caleb Williams leaving Oklahoma, and he was putting himself out there almost like on eBay saying, who wants me? Well, NIL, USC, come on down. And I mentioned the name Drake May at North Carolina. It was based on no reports, no information, no nothing. I just put it out there of here's this redshirt freshman, and from one of my sources, teams will tank for him. That's what I think I told you, 5 weeks ago. He's got 2 more years there, and I know his brother went to North Carolina, but I just put it out there, what would he be worth on the open market? And a couple of people, I guess reporters, have reached out to Fritzy to say, does Dan have any information on this? And I said, no, it was just that I was using him as an example of if he decided, and this is going to happen at some point, you're going to have a quarterback who has an unbelievable freshman year, and maybe he's at a smaller college, maybe not a Power Five, and he's going to put himself out there. And then he might go 1 year at another place, and then maybe open himself up to the highest bidder after that. If they're throwing around $8 million for a quarterback, and then it's going to get to 10 or 12. It's going to happen. And I have somebody who has been great. He's a proven commodity. What would he be worth? And I mentioned, let's say Ohio State, you lose C.J. Stroud, and you wanted to bring him in. Would you spend $10 million on name, image, and likeness? That's all it was based on. But people thought that I was, you know, had information on that or speculating. It was not. But thank you for giving me credit that I would have information like that. Yes, Paul.
And it's been, like you said, it's been happening with Caleb Williams, the Pitt Panthers receiver, Jordan Addison, last year.
Yeah, went to USC.
He basically went open market last year. He basically announced it.
Yes.
And he said, we're going to give it. And he even said, he goes, that doesn't mean I'm done at Pitt. That means they gave Pitt a chance to match it.
I know.
It's going to happen. Why wouldn't it happen?
Gordon in North Dakota. Hi, Gordon. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Oops, sorry. Hey, look, Dan, first of all, the question I guess I'm asking you is, are both Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, can they get out of their contracts at the end of this year? I'm under the assumption that they can.
Yes, Brady can. I'd have to check on Aaron Rodgers, but I think we had somebody on. Did Ross Tucker talk about Aaron Rodgers' contract yesterday?
Did you mean get out of the contract to play for another team?
Yeah.
I don't know if Rodgers can.
Yeah, I'd have to see that. I think Brady would be able to. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Tom.
Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was calling about Jeff Saturday. I'm kind of partial to him because he's a North Carolina alum, and you were actually talking about Drake May. I was wondering, because yesterday you were talking about awkward situations, what's it going to be like at the end of the year, especially if he does good? I know the timeout last night maybe showed his inexperience.
Well, the lack of timeouts, he didn't use them. But he said, I didn't think time was an issue there. I don't know how awkward this is going to be. It felt to me like Jim Irsay was saying, he's not just an interim head coach. I'm bringing him in, and you guys are going to see. Well, right now, has he shown you anything where you go, okay, that's our guy? Seems like, I think he would be a good assistant coach, not the head coach. Coming up, we'll talk to Marcus Spears from the Mothership, and we'll check in on the World Cup final hour. One more item as we close out hour one. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is building its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. They're doing even more for their program recipients. It's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land, but also your kindness and generosity. First of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. Families of fallen first responders and Gold Star families, families of catastrophically injured first responders and service members, all in one community as neighbors in their children playing together and growing up together. Loving families, being there for one another, giving them time to heal. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our nation's greatest heroes made for our country and our communities. This is how you can help. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, letter T.org, and we thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.